I'm taking your spoon.
Oh, I didn't need one. Just be just hope I don't knock this over.
You don't want me to say anything.
Oh, if you want a prompter occasionally, I might let you.
I won't get on the thing.
You won't. But it won't. That's why I have it over here, because it just picks up her voice. And you just forget about that, because nobody hears this but me. And when I get back to Atlanta, then I listen to it again and write down what I need
to
know.
Then what you gonna do with it?
Then I just put it all together with everything that I have. It's like putting a jigsaw puzzle together.
I put all of my interviews together,
and then when I type them up, then I turn them over to the people who are doing the whole, you know. But let me say this too. Your name is never on it. The way it's designated is informant, white, Natchez, Mississippi, and that's it. There's no name that goes into it in any way.
That's fine.
So I just want you to understand that. And I'm not about to try to sell you anything. And this is not...
I may hardly talk to her, Miss.
She said she wants to sell me some insurance. No, this is why we like to be recommended by someone. I came over, and Mr. the county agent, first of all, was the man I contacted, and he's helped me find some people. He was especially helpful in helping me find some black people to talk to, because through his extension service,
yeah,
he knew quite a few of them.
Yeah, that's good.
But then Mrs. the home economist, recommended that I go out and see Mrs. because she said she really, Mrs. hadn't been around here long enough to know people.
Mrs. They go out everywhere.
I got that impression.
Was Miss there?
Yes. I met her twin daughters.
You did? I understood that Miss somewhere there tomorrow to Jackson, I believe, supervisor and their wives. Of course, their wives sometimes don't go.
Mr. called while I was there, Mr.
Yeah.
And wanted to come meet him for lunch at Bob's Eats. So she went down there as I was leaving. They're both just wonderful.
Yeah, they are.
All right.
This air hits you too much, I can turn that up.
No, it's fine. Just fine.
I know where there's no colorful, 101 years old.
Is that right?
You ever
had
a few in the
exam,
I mean.
The party, Velma said she was just off so much. Velma was over to see her and Miss Sid.
Well,
that's why she said she's doubled up in the bed and fingernails said her hands looked like, bird claws.
Well, they told me that all that.
She said she barely could talk. Oh, all right, don't tell her.
Well, I'm not sure how well that works. After you see the way this operates, we have to be sort of careful about talking. They know a great deal, but the problem is that it isn't always the kind of interview you can do with very elderly.
A lot of them like her. Won't talk about something that's not working.
That's what I told you. Bill said she'd well. They went over there to get Nora to clean Miss house once a week. And Tab, we called old Tab, she was going over to us. She was in bed, so she just a little while, I was just sitting up there in the bed. She was sick.
She was our neighbor right across the road where we moved from.
Well, let's hope so.